deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting a civil government school system abolition. The fairness doctrine is alive and well. There's this supposed equality amongst worldviews. Of course, the new intolerance being that Christianity can't be tolerated because it excludes, by definition, other worldviews. The fairness doctrine was a federal communications regulation requiring broadcasters to afford competing viewpoints. And again, you can read more about this. And so instead of allowing viewpoints to compete in the free marketplace of ideas, the fairness doctrine did, and if revived, would require that broadcasters, again, afford equal time to competing viewpoints. And the way that would have been implemented would have been through local boards. So in other words, you would have had like a local board in your community, and then those people would have implemented the rule and declared when there were violations of the rule relative to the requirement that there be competing viewpoints on radio stations and TV networks. I'm of course going to analogize the fairness doctrine boards with local school boards. Local school boards are basically gatekeepers to the free marketplace of ideas. If you're objecting to this fairness doctrine from being revived, I don't see how you can maintain an argument that school boards should even exist. They're completely analogous. That is that these local school boards, they use the force of law to take our money from us, and then they mandate that there's this so-called relativism or equality for equal viewpoints, again, of course, excluding the Christian worldview from not only being articulated, but from prevailing in the free marketplace of ideas. But these school boards, they do the same thing that the fairness doctrine would do. Oh, no, we can't have Christianity prevail in the free marketplace of ideas. That would be wrong. We've got to use the force of law to be a bottleneck to this Christian worldview so that it can prevail, all under the guise of freedom and equality. Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.